ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Is a Fox News alert. The work a protesting mob stopped yesterday, Congress finished early this morning. I'm Dave Anthony.
To those who strove to deter us from our responsibility, you have failed.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's a joint session resumed, and then they finished certifying the election result with Republican objections to two states' results overruled. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, Vice President Mike Pence presided over the certification after yesterday's upheaval, directly addressing those who breached the Capitol, saying, quote, "You did not win, and this is still the people's house," making the results of the 2020 presidential election official before dawn today.
Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
One woman died after being shot in the chest by Capitol Police. She was part of a crowd that was breaking down a door to the barricaded rooms. Now, three others died of medical emergencies on the Capitol grounds yesterday, Dave.
Tony, dozens more were injured, including police officers. About 50 arrests, and the FBI is still trying to identify more in that mob. More than 7,000 National Guard troops have been called in, along with extra police.
We saw hundreds of vehicles from the Virginia State Police, including those up-armored Bearcats. Those are armored vehicles used by SWAT teams. We saw members of the New Jersey State Police arrive, all part of the reinforcements that have come here to Washington after that melee broke out, after that violent mob assaulted the Capitol.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Democrats and some Republicans are blaming President Trump. GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
There's no question that the president formed the mob, the president incited the mob, the president addressed the mob, he lit the flame.
Now, the president did put out a statement through a White House spokesman with his social media locked, saying earlier this morning, even though he totally disagrees with the outcome, there will be an orderly transition January 20th. America's listening to Fox News.
Newsmax TV is the biggest thing on cable news, with shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and more. Every night, watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly tells you the truth about Trump. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your operator you want Newsmax. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. And download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free. So get Newsmax TV anytime, anywhere.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Again, President Trump is blocked on social media, a 12-hour ban by Twitter, 24 hours on Facebook.
And warned him that any further violations could result in a permanent suspension. The move came after President Trump tweeted a video telling protesters to go home after they stormed the Capitol building on Wednesday, but maintained that the 2020 election was stolen from him.
It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it.
The president later tweeted that, quote, "These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is stripped away." Twitter and Facebook first put warning labels on the posts, but later removed them altogether and locked the president's accounts.
That's Fox's Brooks Singman. Now, all the election and Capitol chaos is overshadowing the coronavirus surge. The number of deaths reported in the U.S. yesterday hit another record, 3,865. Later this hour, we'll find out how many more Americans are out of work and filed first-time jobless claims last week. A sports business owner is reaching out to other businesses in this COVID crisis, offering a helping hand full of cash.
Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy's Barstool Fund raises over $19 million for over 80 different businesses hurt by the pandemic. In an appearance on Varney & Co., he says they ask folks in need to share their story in an email.
There's two requirements basically that we look for. A, you're a successful business before the pandemic, and B, you still are paying your employees as best you can. So we're helping not only the business owner, but the actual employees as well.
Aside from famous figures like Tom Brady, Portnoy says over 150,000 individuals have donated.
There are people who care about what's going on, and that may be the most moving part of it.
Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we are seeing stock futures go higher today. The morning after the Dow hit a record high, surging up more than 400 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. ESPN 93.5 weather brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. Auto glass repair, auto glass replacement, mobile windshield repair. AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. Diane Ducey with the weather.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got a high of 34 expected today, down to 25 into the evening tonight. And as we look ahead towards the weekend, we've got a high around the freezing point again, down into the mid-20s, partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperatures at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, here we go into our show on this Thursday. This is January 7, and what happened yesterday was certainly one for the history books in a bad way. It was unbelievable when I tuned in to see what had happened. The Capitol building had been breached. Lots of things happening yesterday in Washington, D.C., the Stop the Steal rally. I was concerned when the president was speaking simply because I said, you know what, words hit different people different ways, and some of the mentally unstable take it certain ways. There's just no question. I felt that when the president was speaking, there could be problems with what he was saying, because the crowd was pretty charged up, and you can have 99% of the people in that crowd that have been, you know, 50, 100,000, however many were there. You only need a couple of dozen to really mess things up, which what I believe happened. Mm-hmm. So the Capitol is breached, and certainly everybody on this planet should say that's wrong.
Right.
We have to protect our stuff. It's awful what was happening yesterday at the Capitol. And I'm all in on that. The problem you have in situations like this is we can't have more than one guiding principle in America. You can't have, gosh, that's awful. What about that? What? One guiding principle is we don't do violence to get our way. We don't hurt people if they disagree with us. I'm against profoundly what happened yesterday at the Capitol. I was against profoundly what happened over 4 months in a row at Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
And in Seattle.
Right.
And everywhere else. Where was the outrage for that?
I don't know.
So, yes, I'm outraged yesterday. But what about you? Were you outraged when people were dying in Seattle because of the Summer of Love?
Right.
I've been screaming about this all year. So I scream about yesterday. At least I'm consistent. We can't do that. Now you can say, well, how did it happen? If Stevie J went to the Washington, D.C. and started sprinting with a backpack up the Capitol steps, I'd be shot. How did they get in? How were the Capitol Police not ready? How does that happen when you have 100,000 people that are angry down the street and you don't have that fortified? I mean, were you outraged what happened at the White House about 5 months ago? Oh, you don't know about it? When they evacuated President Trump because they thought they were going to lose the White House? That was after the Republican speech in the yard of the White House. That was egregious. They were screaming at horrific things at the Congress and the Senate and their wives as they were walking down the street. That's an outrage. Yesterday was an outrage. Seattle was an outrage. We have to have one guiding principle, and we don't fight. We try and do it at the ballot box. We try and do it with verbal usage of the English language. And so, yes, yesterday was awful. But so has the last 8 months with all the fires. And they say, well, you're just stealing shoes and burning signs. That's not what that was.
Right.
How many police have been killed via ambush? How many police have been assaulted trying to protect the courthouse out in Portland? That was being firebombed every night. Did you see much about that? It is so inconsistent. That's the frustrating part. Is at least I'm consistent. Are you? Get mad at all the bad. Don't get mad because it's a right-winger thing. It's ridiculous. We have to be consistent. We have to have one set of guiding principles in America. And to say that you need to shut up and accept the election isn't going to work either. Leaders can't just say, shut up and do what I say. That never works. So what we have to do, you want to come together as America, is figure out what happened in the election. Because there's about 75 million that are upset. It's not going away. If you want to really come together, answer the questions. The vote dumps in the middle of the night. Nobody's ever answered those questions for me.
That's right.
So it's a legitimate question. And sore losers and get over it and all those other things. But yesterday was an example of what happens when you flip it. If Donald Trump would have received 150,000 votes all at once in Milwaukee in the middle of the night, 100 cities would be on fire if that turned the election. And so we have a rally yesterday in Washington that totally went bad. We can't have that ever, ever happen again. We got to figure out what happened at the Capitol. Everything should have been fortified with 100,000 angry people in town or however many there were. I couldn't get a count. I have no idea.
Well, and Jim in Broadlands chiming in, and you're welcome too at 359-2255 saying the police let people in. There's a video of police letting protesters into the Capitol building as if that were the plan all along.
Well, again, I think there probably needs to be a commission. What the heck happened?
Mm-hmm.
We're really smart, and we have really good security. We know how to do all that. And you're telling me that messages from Iran that the Capitol was going to be hit by an airplane yesterday, that we weren't being on a little heightened alert? That happened. Iran sent a message, you're going to blow up the Capitol. So you're not telling me that you weren't... I think obviously all of this is really bad. Totally denounce it. But we got to find out how that happened. We can't have Al-Qaeda or ISIS reform and storm the steps at the Capitol. You can't get in. You get shot. Ashley Babbitt lost her life. She's a 14-year Air Force. She was standing in the middle of the hallway, pretty much in the melee, but she wasn't doing anything. And shot fired, and she looked stunned. It's on TV, and
okay. She
collapsed and died. You can't have selected outrage. You got to be upset. A lot of the problem and frustration is if it's your side, you're not unhappy. You got to be consistent. We got a lot of issues to sort through here in America. There's no doubt about it. Got a lot of issues to sort through Champaign County. Got a lot of frustration with our governor. When you start telling people what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, there tends to be backlash. You got to understand what we're used to here in America. We're used to the Constitution of the United States. We're used to free speech. I ought to be able to wear an American flag and a red Trump hat anywhere I want without fearing for my life. And the anger and the hate, it is palpable. It's unbelievable. All right, if you would like to comment, you can. 359-2255.
So Andrew from Ornarga was saying, you ask how can this happen, and he was commenting that Trump incites this sort of violence.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning. I know you're going to disagree with me.
That's all right.
I disagree with you, too, in a way. Let's agree on this and start here. What's been happening with the BLM movement, the Antifa movement, in Portland, Seattle, that's not right. Shouldn't happen. It's domestic terrorism. It's not a riot. It's not a protest. It's terrorism. What happened yesterday in D.C. was also a form of terrorism. But this morning you were asking how all of this happened, and it happened because you have members of the government, the president included, that are inciting it. May not be so much saying go out there and do X, Y, Z, but they're inciting it by continuing to, for lack of any better term, and I don't know how to say it, but for any lack of any better term, for just being a crybaby. The guy's a narcissist. Admit the fact you lost for once in your life. Take your lumps. If you want to fix the system, if the election was rigged, okay. Is there voter fraud in every election? Absolutely there is. I believe that 100%. Do I believe it that it was at a level that what is being told to us now? I don't think so. But if there is, figure it out.
Okay. All right, so you'd be for checking into it, a commission maybe to check about the vote?
Absolutely.
All right, good.
Pelosi did that in 05. Every political person has done that after almost every election since I've been alive. I'm 46.
And so you're very consistent, Andrew. It's good. Maxine Waters, get up in their face. You'd be against all that too, then.
Say that again.
Maxine Waters said, "Don't let them sit there. Get in their face." And that's when some of the confrontations at the restaurants and the people in public office that were for Trump got assaulted and they got accosted and all those things.
I don't agree.
Okay.
I never said I agree with that.
Didn't say you did. I just want to make sure you're consistent. So you're against anybody, president or otherwise, that is in a leadership role in government to incite. I agree.
You can incite as a thought, like, hey, we need to push this agenda forward, whatever that is, lower taxes, better housing for people, better this, better that. You don't incite by continually on both sides, your news medias and whatever else. I'll give you this. Let me go this way for a second, if I can, please. I'm not a Trump fan, obviously, okay? I wasn't a Biden fan. I voted third party. I live in Illinois. My third party vote mattered an equal amount as your vote for Trump did in the state of Illinois. I assume you voted for him. Yeah. Maybe I assume wrong.
No. I didn't know the third party. There was like 12 on my ballot, and I didn't know anybody, and I wasn't.
I voted for Joe Jorgensen because of the fact I do believe that the two party system is not. I didn't like the choices I had.
Mm-hmm. No.
So rather than take my lumps and go, vote for the lesser of two evils. Absolutely not. No way. No way.
Andrew, I got to go, but we agree more than you think. I think there's a lot there that we could agree on. I just think that if there are a lot of people that believe that this was a lot of fraud in this election, I don't think we can sweep that under. I think we need to look into it at least and honestly get Democrats and Republicans together in the same commission and look at what happened with some of these vote dumps and see how it happened and what happened in Atlanta and what happened in Philadelphia. We need to at least get to the bottom so it doesn't happen again. I mean, that's...
Okay, that agreed. But you don't do it by continually crybabies. Let me ask you, can I ask you one question,
right,
then I'll go?
Got 30 seconds, go.
If your children or my children are acting the way that some of these people are acting, would you tolerate it?
No, we would not. But how do you...
Okay, why are we tolerating it from politicians?
No, we shouldn't. But how do you... But when you have a problem, when you have a legitimate concern that is backed up by affidavits and facts... And nobody is listening.
Then a court would take it up, wouldn't they?
Well, it depends on the facts that you provide. It depends on the evidence. It also depends on the judge, I guess, in that particular district.
No, wrong. A judge goes by the law. If you have lawyers like Giuliani and all of these high-powered lawyers that none of us in a dream would be able to have representing us in a court of law, if they can't get a case to court... There's nothing. Then they're morons, and I don't believe that they're morons.
All right, I gotta go, Andrew. But I really appreciate your call, your passion, good stuff. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
You too. 819 ESPN 93.5. You're welcome to chime in. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got a high 34, overcast conditions down to 24 into the evening tonight, right around the freezing point for Friday and Saturday, down into the mid-20s at night, up to 30 on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
I think part of the problem is that you've got to recognize there are some genuinely authentic concerns about the vote. You just can't say you're a crybaby. I don't think that's going to get it done. You have to get to the bottom of some of these really, really good questions about what happened at 3:42 in the morning.
And look at that investigation. And Mike Roy and Savoy, or Sydney, was supporting this too. 359-2255.
Yeah, come on. It's good to talk about it.
Get through this.
Morning therapy. Glad you're listening. We'll be right back. It's 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana. Time for your Fox Business Minute on ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are looking past yesterday's violence on Capitol Hill and are repositioning portfolios, anticipating a Biden administration and Congress controlled by Democrats. There's anticipation of new stimulus and infrastructure spending, with the economy being helped by rollouts of COVID-19 vaccines, but higher corporate taxes and tighter regulations. The Trump administration is considering adding China's Alibaba and Tencent to its banned list for U.S. investors. The Wall Street Journal says Defense Department officials are discussing adding other firms that are believed to have links to China's military. General Motors sold more trucks than Ford last year for the first time in 5 years. Ford says its sales of F-150 trucks were hurt by pandemic-related factory shutdowns. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Next on the House of Broken Dreams, you'll meet one of Jennifer Kesey's best friends who takes us back to the day Jennifer disappeared.
We all knew something was very wrong. This wasn't anyone that would ever just leave or not contact. There's no way. And obviously it was for the reason it is still today that someone abducted her or something happened to her.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
All right, so you're trying to sell your home. You're trying to get the top dollar. You want to sell it quickly. You don't want the hassles of, you know, what might be a traditional listing. Pete had already moved to Florida for work, desperately needed to sell his home. He'd been trying to sell it on and off for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that happens for whatever reason. Nate Evans got involved, and once Nate and his team were on board, they were able to figure a few things out, a couple of improvements. Also, Nate had on file a virtual remodel with cost estimates to show the buyers the possibilities. So, after several years of not being able to sell the home, they sold that home in one day.
Right.
So, the strategies and how you figure it out with the Nate Evans group is obviously pretty darned important, and he has success story after success story with this.
That's right. And you don't want to give it away or leave any money on the table. If you're exploring your options in 2021, 239-7113. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans. Online, nateevansgroup.com. That's nateevansgroup.com. Start packing.
Out here in the great outdoors, taking care of yards. Nothing like it. Listening to my favorite radio station between stops. Nobody looking over my shoulder. I work for Spring Green. I'm my own boss. Full-time, health benefits, matching 401k, overtime, sales bonuses. I am the man.
Spring Green is looking for you. Want to work for the number one locally owned lawn service company in Central Illinois? Apply at spring-green.com or by calling 359-2111. That's 359-2111.
Life is personal and money is personal. If you think about it, when is there a time in life when money does not come into play? Maybe you are getting married or getting a divorce, having a baby or lost someone, buying a house or selling your house, getting a new job, or maybe you lost your job. We help our clients with all the decisions that go along with life. Call Christy at 352-5828 to meet with us, Terry and Tim at Chester Financial.
Securities offered through the Owens Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC, 701 Devonshire Drive, Champaign, Illinois, 61820, 217-352-5828.
We're going to call John Decker coming up in just a few moments. He was in Washington, D.C. yesterday, the breach of the Capitol. A whole bunch of questions. I think all of us should be pretty much upset with what happened at the Capitol. And I had said starting out in the program that we need one set of guiding principles in America. It shouldn't be outrage in Washington and no outrage in Portland or Seattle or Los Angeles or Chicago and some of the other places that have egregious violence.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, how are you?
Fine. I'm really upset as to where our country is right now. And it absolutely breaks my heart.
How did we get here?
my own opinion is we got here because of the mainstream media, Facebook, Twitter, big tech, all these people trying to suppress the information that was out there. And if I honestly believe that if they would be honest, the mainstream media, big tech, if they were honest and did not suppress the information that was out there to let the American people decide for themselves, or at least have the information to make intelligent decisions about what might be true, what might not be true, none of this would have happened. We would not be in this state. Somewhere along the line, our system, our news, our big tech has failed every single American that lives in this country.
Well, if Donald Trump didn't do anything else, and I think he did a lot of good things, if he didn't do anything else, though, he certainly flushed it out. I mean, we have no question who's where in the media. And you have no question how, well, the side they're on and the way they cover the stories. It's totally anti for 4 years. And that has, everyone just says, well, he's a horrible human being, he's a Nazi. Whatever they say is okay. That's not okay. It is unbelievable how they fire up the left with this stuff. And then, you know, something really bad happened yesterday at the Capitol. Really bad. But so was Seattle and Portland and everywhere else and all the fires and all the police that were assaulted. That didn't get any coverage, Mary.
No, it got coverage because it was the right's fault.
Yesterday, all summer, all year, this violence has been everywhere.
But again, that was the right's fault. All the violence in Portland and Seattle and Kenosha, that's all the right's fault.
Oh, I see. They should be that angry, and they should be protesting and firebombing their own courthouse. I see.
No. I'm just saying the way the media portrayed it, it's because every single person who is conservative is a racist.
Yep.
You know, that's the way the media portrayed everything, that all that violence that's been going on in the country is the conservatives' fault.
I understand what you're saying. It is so frustrating, though, because the left will say, we want to just get along except when you speak. And then you're a stupid, racist bigot, and shut up.
So right.
What is that? Right. Mary, glad you called. Glad you're listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you. 727-359-2255. We've got a litany of texts and stuff coming in on Facebook Live, and I'm still there today. Good news.
Yeah.
All right.
So far.
Do we need to catch up on it?
Well, I mean, there's people saying the investigation of the election needs to happen. We need to investigate the results.
I guess if you look at it this way, you got Joe Biden as president. Does he really want that? Do you want to find out what you might find out, that there was some large-scale stuff? If it happened, then he's kind of illegitimate. Do you want to know that at this point? What we need to do is move forward. I agree with that. But we also have to not do this mass mail balloting where you send it to every house, whether they live there or not. Absentee is fantastic because you got to identify. You got to figure that out through documentation. So that's been going on a long time. Absentee, I have no problem with. But mass mailing ballots so people get four in the mail or their neighbor doesn't live there anymore and they grab them from the mailbox harvesting stuff. It's just rot with potential fraud. The Democrats said that. Jimmy Carter said that years ago. So you've got to fix whatever happened and make me trust it again. This isn't going to work if I don't believe in the voting.
This 217 texter says, didn't the courts get to the bottom of this election?
Nobody's been able to tell me what happened at 3:42 in the morning. They slough it off. Think about it. If I flip a coin, is it going to come up 142,000 times? It's not going to. No matter what Democratic district you are, they're going to be Trump votes every time. It's not 142,000 to nothing. That happened in multiple cities late in the evening, early in the morning. So you've got to figure out in Atlanta, why did the video cameras show that they kicked a rope? I mean, there's just a lot of stuff. Truck drivers and affidavits under perjury of law and going to jail drove truckloads full of ballots from New York to Philadelphia. Why? They were at a hearing. Did anybody cover it? That's the outrage. Is it's not one guiding principle. It's what side is doing what. And you can't have that.
There's comments about the Mary Miller Hitler comment coming in.
Hitler had, what did she say? I don't know the whole context of what she was saying, but you should not invoke Adolf Hitler on anything like the left does.
Right. It was something, Hitler is right. He had the youth on his side. A 217 texter also saying police treat people differently based on who they support. And there's a few different comments about the police and the coverage and were they protecting the Capitol properly?
Well, I don't know. You got to find out what happened with the Capitol because that I can't believe they got near the Capitol after a rally like that. What happened? I think you can find out all that. How do you not guard the Capitol with 100,000 angry Trump voters in town? Are you kidding? John Decker next from the White House. Stand by 7:30.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Joe Biden's presidential win made official just before dawn after being sidelined by chaos in the Capitol Wednesday.
Rioters ran rampant through the nation's capital earlier in the afternoon, terrorizing lawmakers, ransacking offices and artifacts. A few lucky lawmakers were able to evacuate, some of them donning gas masks to protect from the tear gas. Others were forced to shelter in place, barricaded in offices and on the House and Senate floor, while the People's House was under attack. Guns were drawn at one point on the House floor. Shots were fired. One woman died from a gunshot wound.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Some lawmakers are promising a probe into the breach and claims for first-time jobless health, 787,000 last week. That is up 3,000. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, it's now available at Campus Town Urgent Care at Green and Wright in Champaign. That's 631 East Green Street. Get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura at Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no co-pays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but quick and easy. Never leave your car and results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covedtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. That's covedtest.center.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Are you looking to buy a home or refinance? I'm Chris Forsher, mortgage broker with Molitor Financial Group, and I want to help you with your mortgage experience. Molitor Financial Group is unique. Unlike banks who have one set of loan products, we're brokers with access to lenders across the country, able to find you the best rate and terms out there. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 2001328. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
If you need professional painters, look no further than Fresh Coat Painting. Locally owned Fresh Coat Painters of Champaign handle interior, exterior, residential, and commercial painting jobs. No matter how large or small, they take care of it with a genuine smile and with utmost courtesy. And they offer contact-free estimates and same as cash financing. For a contact-free estimate, just go to FreshCoatPainters.com. Stay local. Go with a professional painter you can trust. FreshCoatPainters.com.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Yeah, College of ACES at the University of Illinois, they got it going on, involvement, innovation, impact. Expect that and so much more. College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. It's also called ACES. Encourage your high school seniors or even younger to take a peek at this and how you can help the world and work with world-class leaders focused on making the world a better place.
Now's the time. January is the time to sign up for fall 2021.
You might have missed the window.
Okay.
But you can still explore because you might have a sophomore that's thinking about what they're doing.
For sure.
Got to start doing that ACT stuff. aces.illinois.edu/future-students. Visit aces.illinois.edu. You must have info. Virtual visits, of course, are available.
For sure.
At ACES at the University of Illinois. Here is your weather.
Up to 34, overcast today. Clouds into the evening with a low 25. Up to 31 tomorrow, down to 25. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Heading into the weekend, we're teetering right around 30 and down into the mid-20s at night. Right now, the temperature's at 32. ESPN 93.5.
Right, very happy to welcome my friend, journalist John Decker, who had a job change, went from Fox News to Gray TV. Well, tell me what happened, Mr. Decker.
Great television, great company, 94 stations across the country. It's a publicly held company. It's based in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a growing company, $2 billion in revenue last year, and I am their new national editor and also White House correspondent. So I run editorial for the whole company for all 94 stations, and also will continue to report from the White House. Really great opportunity for me, and I'm really excited about it. And what a week in which to start this new job with the events that we saw happen yesterday right here in Washington.
So essentially the flag on the microphone switches, but you're pretty much stuff is the same. You know everybody. You're on Air Force One from time to time. All that stays pretty much the same.
It does. What I've done over the course of now 25 years covering the White House since the first term of President Clinton. And now it will continue after January 20th with Joe Biden, and continue to ask the tough questions no matter who it is that is the president, and I'll continue doing that with Joe Biden and his administration.
All right. John Decker, what happened at the Capitol? What's your take? Where were you? Give me your lowdown.
Well, as you know, the White House on any given day is perhaps the most secure place in Washington, D.C. Yesterday was no exception. In fact, leading up to what we saw happen yesterday, security was increased around the White House, making it difficult, if not impossible, to even approach the White House within a two-block radius around that complex. Not the case for the U.S. Capitol, which is at the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue. And I'm mystified, quite frankly, as to why there was not the kind of preparation that we saw for tens of thousands of people who we knew were traveling to the nation's capital. We saw preparations, for instance, over the summer for when we knew the Black Lives Matter protests were happening. We did not see that kind of preparation occur for the gathering which occurred yesterday in Washington, D.C. And this is a big failure. It's a failure on the part of the Capitol Police. It's a failure on the part of the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington. And there's going to be an after-action report to find out how this breach of security happened and how this insurrection was allowed to take place in the people's house. I mean, the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, had to be whisked away from the Senate chamber. And you saw the video. You've seen the pictures. We should not allow anything like that to ever happen again in the United States of America.
Yeah, I think also, didn't Iran make a threat they're going to blow up the Capitol on January 6th, which was yesterday? I'm just, again, jaw-dropping on how in the world, if I run up the Capitol steps with a backpack, I'll probably be shot. I mean, I don't understand how this ever could have happened in light of a whole bunch of unhappy people down the street. I don't get it. I presume they'll do a complete commission on this thing, and we'll know how that happened.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. There's going to be an after-action report. Would I be surprised if the police chief of the Capitol Police loses his job? No, I wouldn't. I've spoken to law enforcement officials that I know, and they're mystified by the tactics that police used once this mob, and that's what it was, once this mob was already inside the Capitol. And look, you know, you probably have seen some of the images that have shown up on social media. An officer taking a selfie with one of the intruders. A video which seemed to show officers opening the security fence to let Trump supporters closer. This cannot happen. And it's inexcusable. And people should lose their jobs over what happened yesterday. Our representatives, the people that represent you in Illinois, the people that represent all of us in the country, they need to be protected. This is the people's house, and this should never happen at the people's house. And yesterday, Stevie, I got all kinds of emails. I have a pretty large network, so they're coming in from all across the world, and they're shocked by what they're seeing happening here in America. Yeah. And I'm shocked, too, that anything like this happened in America yesterday.
I think it's kind of the tip of an iceberg of kind of where the country is, John. I don't know exactly how to do this as far as how we can come together when the split is such a big divide.
Well, you're right. And it's nothing new. The country's been divided before. The country was, think about just 20 years ago, an election that was actually close. This was not a close election, but an election in which it was decided by 537 votes in the state of Florida, decided by the Supreme Court. We didn't see Democrats, you know, attack the Capitol, and I'm sure they were just as angry and disappointed. You know, you need to respect our laws. You need to respect our election system. Just respect it. And, you know, elections are great things because, you know, 2 years from now, you can change the makeup of Congress. 4 years from now, you can change who occupies the White House. And you need to work hard. And I think what one of the lessons that we learned from, we didn't speak obviously, before the runoff elections in Georgia. But one of the lessons, I think, for Republicans is, okay, new election procedures in place. We need to devote a lot of resources to match what Democrats are doing as far as mail-in voting is concerned. We need to make certain that we can match them and advance beyond where they are as far as mail-in voting, because it's not just happening in Georgia. It's happening in many other places, and you can't just play catch up. You have to surpass what the other party's doing, and that's something that I think is going to be a big challenge for the Republican National Committee, for the Georgia Republican Party, for other Republican parties all across the country.
Great television, you said, right? And does this editorial thing mean you can be more opinionated, or are you still going to be right down the middle as a journalist?
Right down the middle.
Okay.
It means that you know me. I'm like Walter Cronkite. I'm like Edward R. Murrow. I keep it, you know, straight down the middle. And I think that the good thing about being that way is because you present the facts, and then, Stevie, you can decide how you feel about those facts.
Absolutely.
And listeners and viewers can decide how they feel about those facts. To me, you know, they're great shows that are on television, on Fox, on CNN, on MSNBC in the evening that have great opinion people. They're entertainers for the most part. That's not what I do. You know that, Stevie.
Yep.
I just present the news, and I love doing that. And I know that my audience appreciates presenting the news in that way.
I think the country's in trouble, though, John, if we don't believe that the votes are pure. If we don't believe. I am one that, and we're going to disagree, but
I agree with you.
The mass mail for ballots, I mean, absenteeism is fine, but when you start mailing millions of ballots out in a state when people don't live there anymore and there's more opportunity, I mean, Jimmy Carter said it himself, it's wrought with potential fraud, and I just don't see much difference between mass ballot mailing and calling somebody and asking who they're voting for. It's just too weak. You have to have a real system, because right now there are disenfranchised and by the tens of millions that don't think it matters anymore and that Republicans are never going to win again. Based on the I don't believe we can do the mass mail-in anymore. We did it for COVID, but the next time we better not do it. I just don't think the Republicans going to have any more success. That's all.
Well, just a reminder, you know, elections are determined by the states. That's mandated by the U.S. Constitution. So there's nothing that can be done at the federal level. It needs to be done at the state level. So, you know, you in Illinois have to figure out how the residents of Illinois want to conduct elections, and people in Florida can do the same thing. People in Georgia can do the same thing, because that's the way that our founding fathers felt that it should be, is that states determine how elections take place.
Yeah, my new concept was that every state ought to make the number one most populated county report 100% of their votes and then go to the second most populated and so forth, and then at least take the perception that they're waiting to see how many votes they need, because there's inevitably, I mean, DeKalb County the other night in Georgia quit counting at 35%. Yeah. So, I mean, there's that perception anyway. So why don't you go first, and then we'll get everybody else done, but you go first, and then when you're done, we'll let you know how it goes out here.
Well, I think in a perfect world, and we don't live in a perfect world, we'd know if a poll closes at 9 o'clock, at 9:01, we should know the results, like if you're checking your balance at an ATM machine, right?
Yeah.
But we don't live in a perfect world. I wish we did. It would make life so much easier.
John Decker, great television. Gosh, how do people, because you're not a Twitter guy, so how do people find or follow? I mean, we don't have great TV in Central Illinois.
Well, great TV. Just look it up on the web. That's all you need to do. And my work will be there, and the work of all of the great journalists at Gray will be there. 94. Unfortunately, we're not an affiliate that's located in Champaign-Urbana, but yeah. Look, just go to the web, and you can find it there.
Well, did they have a White House guy before this, or you're their first?
No, I'm the first. I'm the first. For both of those positions.
Well, good for you.
And that's one of the great things that I'm very proud of, is that, this is a position that was created for me. And I feel honored in that regard.
I'm going to say Sandy Breland, who nobody knows, is a genius. She hired you. Your boss. Way to go, Sandy Breland. Shout out for great television.
And, John, we're getting positive feedback from our listeners. John Decker is refreshing. We just got a text.
I'm telling you, but if we had a media full of the I don't know how you vote kind of journalists like John, we would be way better off. I mean, you can't.
I think you're right.
As a CNN anchor, you can't call Ron DeSantis an ass on TV. You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's journalism,
that's
John.
That's inappropriate.
Come on.
I agree with you 100%. That's not appropriate. I don't get that one. I don't understand how someone can voice that kind of language and call themselves a journalist. That's not appropriate at all.
By the way, adjunct professor at Georgetown, John Decker.
The only
lawyer in press row. Hey, thanks for your time, buddy. We'll be in touch.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Thanks for having me on today. Talk to you real soon. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week for sure.
Thank you, sir. John Decker with great television. He switched jobs out of Fox. He was all over the media pages yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 359-2255, obviously talking all about the Capitol. And just if you're just tuning in, I, of course, am outraged by it. But I'd also mention that in this country, we need one set of guiding principles, not a mishmash of Seattle's fine, Summer of Love until people got killed, Portland, it's all bad. Be consistent in your outrage. I'm outraged by everything, including yesterday at the Capitol.
Yeah.
Ed is in Muhammad. Ed.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Got Chapin Rose coming up, our state senator, in 15 minutes. That'll be fun. So, House Bill 163.
Go ahead.
This is Illinois proposes House Bill 163. There's so much in it, by the way.
600 pages.
Well, there's a multiple 600-page bills on the table. They're going to vote next week. You have to live by cliff notes. There's no way anybody could ever know. They have to have staffers read all this stuff. You have no idea what's in it. What do you think about what you know about police in this HB 163?
Well, the majority of the local police departments and the officers got a lot of wind about this here a little while ago. But yesterday it really came to light because it was all broken down and distributed. But basically what this House bill is going to do is take away Illinois police officers' Bill of Rights that was granted back in 1974 by the Supreme Court of the United States. It effectively is going to eliminate any officers' collective bargaining rights as far as job conditions, things like that. But most importantly, it eliminates qualified immunity, making them personally liable in any kind of civil lawsuit that comes against them, which is huge for a law enforcement officer.
How can you possibly be an effective law enforcer, enforcement officer if you might be sued every day at your job? I don't see how that could work.
But it's just not going to. That's the problem. I know there's, I've talked to a multitude of police officers, and right now they're all debating on whether or not that's the career path for them. You got people that are, you know, they got homes, they got families, and, you know, just to be doing your job and then and not know whether or not you're going to lose your house.
So this is de facto defund the police, essentially, or get rid of police.
Pretty much, yes.
See what State Senator Rose says, Ed. Thank you. I really appreciate you bringing this to light because we cannot do this.
Well, and I wonder what we can do, Ed, we'd like those changes.
You don't like them, Ed, but guess what? You're on the outside looking in this state.
In this state, we really are. We are like the oasis in around a bunch of red states that apparently all they want to do in this state is to tax us and to take away our police officers' ability to do their job.
Ed, thank you, my friend. Hang in there.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you.
Well, we sure have a variety of opinions happening as 359-2255 and Facebook Live.
What do we do in therapy? We talk.
Yes, we do.
You need to talk. You need to vent. It isn't any good inside of you. It isn't any good alone with your phone. You got to communicate. And the fact that people woke up wondering what Stevie J thought, I'm flattered. I hope I'm consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff that came on Twitter against me, I would never speak like that to you. I would never use the F word.
Unbelievable.
Call me those kinds of names and say I'm going to burn in hell. And people are telling me.
You know, it's that negativity can drive you down. So I appreciate you staying positive, Stevie.
Listen, I pray. I prayed for those people.
Me too.
They're waking up angry.
I know.
There are people in Champaign-Urbana that wake up with their fists clenched. Hate is like taking poison and expecting others to die. You got to fix your soul. You got to fix yourself. I wake up with peace. I connect with God. The country needs to connect with God more. If we don't do that, we're all doomed. Do you not see this? Do you not understand that? Read the Bible. You'll find some things in there that are going to be very, very eye-opening for you. Why do you think you spin like a hamster on a wheel? Because you're not at peace. You're searching for something, but you're never satisfied. Isn't that a question that you ought to find out why? But I mean, I was disappointed by people thinking I'm going to burn in hell. I didn't. I hope not. 359-2255. If you'd like to chime in, let's check your weather. I love you. That's for sure. I'm not hating because hating's going to tear me up.
For sure.
Weather brought to you by buddy Scott Allen. He's at Paxton Hardware and Rental. 379-3611. They offer first-class, first-rate service and a whole lot more. Paxton Hardware and Rental in Paxton, Illinois.
Up to 36, down to 25 for our Thursday, January 7th. This was my mom's birthday.
Well, God bless Betty.
Such a saint.
Yep.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine tomorrow. High 31, low 25, up to 32 on Saturday, mostly cloudy, 29 high on Sunday. Right now, 33, ESPN, 93.5.
Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Betsy and Brad Parks, awesome people, awesome humans. CMI knows that safety is a big concern during the winter when customers, vendors, and coworkers can easily slip on the slush and ice that's tracked on your floors. Make sure you warn others that the floor is wet with CMI's latest product called Banana Cone. Remember, you slip on a banana peel cartoon. Go local with CMI. Visit them on Bloomington Road in Champaign. Check them out online, cmiclean.com. You can give us Facebook messages. You can watch us on YouTube. You can hear the podcast at steviejay.com after the show. And you can, of course, text us 359-2255. Same number to call as well.
For sure.
All right, it's 7:54.
You're building a legacy, and you're at a point where you're moving beyond your own financial goals. You're focused on your family's security, giving to a cause you're passionate about, or even starting a foundation. Entrust Busey Wealth Management to maximize your wealth's potential. We'll provide you with the highest level of personalized service with your goals and values at the forefront. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
An incredible event will be happening in January, and you'll want to be part of it. Funding the Dream coming up with Lifeline Connect January 30th. It'll be 6 p.m., and you can be part of it. Motivational speaker, co-author of Quiet Strength, Nathan Whitaker. What are people going to hear when they watch you on the 30th, Nathan?
Well, we're going to talk about living a life of significance. And what does that mean? And how is that different than living a life of success? And helping people tap into their passions, their potential, and what it means to really live out that life they were meant to live.
LifelineConnect.org. You can get all the information about this great event. Saturday, 6 p.m., January 30th. You can watch it on your screen at home and help men who are recovering through Jesus Christ and the foundation of faith. And it's an amazing program that helps men with addiction. It's LifelineConnect.org, LifelineConnect.org. Funding the Dream, support something local that changes generations. LifelineConnect.org. Well, maybe we should go into the news with a positive text. Stevie, you tend to be very consistent. I don't always agree with you, but I appreciate your show and willingness to openly talk about these issues each day. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Excellent.
359-2255. We've talked Capitol. We've talked, and we're going to talk a little more about this House Bill 163, which doesn't matter what you think. It's going to happen. But what does it mean? If you're going to tell me a police officer can be sued based on an accusation from a motorist or anybody else, why would you be? You want to be in court all year? Is the state going to pay the legal? If you're being sued as a police officer, I'll ask State Senator Chapin Rose coming up here in a moment. He's always great to have on because Chapin kind of tells you what he thinks.
Yeah, he does. Angie had said, thank you for being on your Christian walk and not wavering. Eric said, don't worry, Stevie. God has a wonderful place for you. So there are people who are chiming in support, Stevie.
Well, I got some people that weren't so nice. It's okay.
That's right.
I'm sorry they're that, like, so mad and so hateful.
Right.
And then they'll call me a hater.
Right.
I'm the hater. And it seems like you get blamed for what they do. I mean, these signs around town that say hate doesn't live here, generally speaking, my experience is they're the haters. I mean, let it go.
You see coexist on one side and you see deceit Rodney Davis on the other side.
They spew
right.
all this bad stuff. We got to be able to talk. We got to be able to get along. Theoretically, we got to be able to pass stuff together.
Yes.
We got to be able to work a government. A republic like ours has to depend on confidence in voting. And if again, all these vote dumps, and you can look them up and they're factual, all the 121,000 in Philadelphia that night, all Joe Biden, and no votes for any other candidates on the ballot, just Joe Biden. And if you want to say, okay, you flip it and Trump beats Biden that way, I just ask, what do you think would have happened? There've been at least 100 cities on fire. So, and then if it's and every time your guy loses, it's a cheating, right? I mean, we both sides do that. But this mm-hmm. one, listen, had a lot of irregularities and a lot of things happened at 3-4 in the morning that I just need a better answer than quit your whining. It doesn't make us quit whining or at least thinking it doesn't matter if we vote anymore.
Dirk and Muhammad, you're a man of integrity. You've always kept to your word. You've been steady, honest, and forthright in what you think is right and wrong. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. We appreciate all of you. Text in. We have another hour coming on our therapy morning. It's January 7th, Thursday. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. It's Chapin Rose. Stand by. Please don't miss this next.
My name is Dr. Andrew Zasada. I'm a new provider with OSF Healthcare in Savoy. Here to tell you that OSF has made it easy for you to come see myself or any other provider by offering video visits. Just call the office and schedule a video visit, and we'll be happy to talk to you and try to help you with your questions. If an office visit becomes necessary, we can certainly schedule that, but for those who feel that they cannot come in or feel that they're housebound, this is another way for you to connect with an OSF healthcare provider to make healthcare even more available to the community. We're happy to welcome into our OSF healthcare family of providers Dr. Mary Ann Fisher, who will be joining OSF healthcare at Union Square next to the Starbucks at the corner of Springfield and Mass. OSF Healthcare stands for faith-based healing. For all of your healthcare needs, please visit osfhealthcare.org.